Hippodrome Amusement Company for injuries sustained when a stagehand dropped wings which pinned her to the floor.
Yeah.
That's the same. Oh,
no,
okay.
To the floor. It pinned me to the... Went going, like going in the basement, you know how an orchestra pit is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Threw me head first down into the pit from the stage. And there was a fence back of the orchestra where the men, mm-hmm. you know, keep the men from the audience.
Right.
The band.
Yeah.
And my head went against this fence that they had there to separate them, you know, the people from the band. And when they picked me up, I was at the first step of the basement, going down where they...
It's almost two stories.
Huh?
It's almost a full two stories.
To what?
From the stage
yeah.
into the basement? That's almost
no, I didn't go into the basement, but right to the entrance of the basement. You had to go down a few steps. The orchestra went into the basement.
Yeah.
You know, they retired in the basement.
What show was that you were in when?
That's the New Duchess Theater. I was play. I had a vaudeville act there.
Yeah, are you
and we were getting ready to rehearse with the band, see? At least I was rehearsing with the band when this man was moving the scenery to put it, stand it up in place, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he had been drinking, then he dropped it. And mm-hmm. I got it.
Miss Bush is an old Brooklynite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She first appeared at... Was it the Columbia?
Bijou
Theater in Brooklyn? You know where the...
I
Brooklyn
appeared there,
Bridge?
But nobody didn't know it.
She was one of the handmaids in...
Columbia.
Shakespeare, Columbia. Was it Cleopatra?
Columbia.
No,
yeah.
I mean, what was the play?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra?
Mm-hmm. Antony and Cleopatra.
Antony and Cleopatra. And the old Bijou Theater, when was that?
Bijou was on Smith Street. That's right there at where, you know, I told you Matthews, that store.
Right, Martin's. Well, what is now
yeah.
Martin's?
Yeah. I think it's a clothing store there now, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. The whole runs all the way back.
Right, yeah.
Halfway.
It's a full square block.
Yeah. Well, my father had his tailor shop in the next block down, go Smith Street, right down, going down as he passed. The Bijou was here. And you cross over and go on that block, and my father's store was there.
Right.
So all I had to do was come here to the theater.
Right. Tell me the story that how you first got chosen to be on the stage.
Yes. I was the errand boy. I was the oldest child, and the boys were born last, and they were the youngest. And being that I was the oldest, I was the errand boy.
And so. Used to deliver the clothes from the
mm-hmm.
toilet. You used to deliver the clothes from the toilet
yeah.
to the
I'd go on Monday, you know, when the new shows would come in and get their work. Because we had been there quite a while. And the people knew it, my father. And get the work. And then after, they'd want it back, you know. They're coming in off the road, and they want probably the things pressed up or fixed
mm-hmm.
and brought back for the show, night show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd get back there at night and see the show. I had carte blanche to all the shows.
Mm.
I saw all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every show played the Bijou. All the... Blood and Thunder, they had, what did you call them then?
Soap opera?
What did they call those shows then? It's so long ago, I forgot. What did they call them? The mode of dramas and things that they can't
melodrama?
Have. Melodramas.
Oh, melodramas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking so far.
I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
Two books. One book went completely kaflooey. just rotted.
The scrap of
stuff. And when I get through here now, it's going to be all over the floor. That stuff gets all over. Oh, that's after I started the Lafayette Stockholm. Mm-hmm. We played there. That's one of the jammers.
Mm-hmm. What was the connection between Lafayette? What was the connection between the Lafayette Theater and the Apollo Theater?
And what?
The Apollo Theater. The guy who now owns the Apollo.
Apollo?
Yeah.
Oh, he owned the Apollo when, that's later.
Yeah,
he bought it over when the WPA had it. That's 1936. He had it. And to keep it, I better not say that. He dismantled it and sold it. The people wanted to buy it. There's an article in one of the books where they came and asked me what should they do about the Lafayette. They should have it back. They wanted it back, but they couldn't get it, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because he had dismantled it, took all the lights out, and all the seats.
Who's he?
The man at the Apollo.
The present manager or owner of the father and son that own the Apollo Theater now?
Yes, if at that time, if he was Shipman. Yes, 36.
Shipman.
Yes, Shipman.
Mm-hmm.
He owned it, but he dismantled it, and they sold it to a church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had I have a picture here where they were fighting about it. Trying to get it.
But that's after you had formed Lafayette Theatre Company.
Oh, no.
And performed.
Yeah, 1915. I performed there. I started the dramas in 1915 at the Lincoln and then moved to the Lafayette.
Uh-huh.
And I played the Lafayette. But when he had the theatre, it was during the WPA, they had wonderful lighting effects, you know, because there's one of the plays the WPA played, and Edna Thomas, and there's me. Androcles and the Lion. That's what we were played at the Lafayette.
In 1915?
No.
That's
1936.
This is 1936.
Oh,
yeah, since 1936. Oh, the Federal Theater.
Huh?
Is it called the Federal Theater then?
Yeah, Federal Theater. Mm-hmm. WPA, we call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any, some of these other people?
Hmm?
Who are some of the other actors?
Tommy Mosley. You know, did you know him? He used to be where Waldo Freeman is in the Guild now. He was administrative secretary. And there's Marie Young, Edna Thomas. Most of these people are dead. She's dead. He's dead. She's dead. He's dead.
Remember the names?
I'm half dead.
No, not at all.
No, Andrew.
He's dead. Poor Tommy Mosley, he's dead. Mm-hmm. I can't see who that is. Yeah, her name is Dora. Dora. She lives over in Long Island. She was a young girl then.
Mm-hmm.
Dora Thompson.
Dora Thompson. This is not your company at the time. You were appearing with this company.
Oh, that's the Federal Theatre company.
Right.
See, when the war came, depression came, all the theaters lost their booking because the moving pictures took over. And all the vaudeville houses where we used to work, you know, on the road, didn't have no place for us because they were hiring these big pictures and they cost so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd run so many actors out of business, you know. So that's why the government opened up these big shows for us.
I see. Okay.
They paid us a salary, you know, just the same. But they were the boss, see, the government. WPA, they called it.
And when did you form the... When did you form the Lafayette Stock Company?
1915, that's...
Right.
And that's 36.
Well, I'm just trying to get the dates straight in my head.
Yeah.
It's much earlier.
Yeah. Federal Theater is later.
Well,
that's the first drama, first movie picture, Western I made.
This is the Crimson Skull, which is
picture
going to be the first black Western.
And some guy said that back to me, he was in the audience. And
the same actors in this film are in Scar of Shame.
Oh, yeah.
Lon Chenault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his picture's out there on that big one.
Is he living?
No, he died in 1950 something, right?
He did.
Yeah. He died shortly after 10 Minutes to Live was made. Oh. That was the last film he was in.
Were there other films after?
Hmm?
There were other films after this one.
Other what?
Other movies that you made.
I made two Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no more Westerns until, what's his name says the other day, not so long ago, I'm the first cat that ever made a colored Western. I said,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And I made one in 1921.
Who's
yeah,
that?
I made that in...
What's
his name, you know?
Oh, I see.
Poitier and...
No, the little fellow that dances. I can't remember.
Oh, she's talking about...
Don Hofer, little dandy. You know, he sings and dances. Oh,
Peg Leg Bay?
No, you know him very well.
Yeah,
Enjoy
your
blank.
She's
talking about Sammy Davis.
Oh,
Sammy
yes. What's
his name?
Sammy Davis.
I heard him say it on television. I'm the first cat that ever made a West colored Western. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Bill Pickett.
That's Lawrence Chenault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was the only woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him out to Boley, Oklahoma and made it. There's a whole colored town.
Did you still have your company together at this point?
Huh?
You still had your company together at this point, 1921.
I had them together.
The Lafayette Company.
Yes, they were waiting for me. I had lay them off for a week.
Right.
And I went to Boley and took Lawrence. Lawrence was working with me. And I came back.
Is there a print of the film?
Hmm?
No,
not that we know of. No.
Oh, how unfortunate.
No, we've been looking for the... We've got a lot of stills from it.
Mm-hmm.
She has a... Nothing there, but...
This is what they put out for the managers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the advertising.
This is dilapidated. Oh.
When this movie opened, did it open in New York? Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I saw it at the 7th Avenue, you know, the villains in there. I saw it at the,
On 7th Avenue, the
one on 8th,
the Lowe's,
on one,
or the...
One on Lowe, on Lenox Avenue, that big theater that used to be on Lenox Avenue there, up by the bridge, and they tore it down, and then was one on...
Oh, that
the
was the,
Douglas, right?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And there's one on 7th Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Corner up that way, 45th.
The RKO?
No.
No, there's one, there's a theater now called the Roosevelt. At
the Roosevelt, that's what I'm trying to think of.
The Roosevelt.
Right.
That's, it played there and played the Douglas.
Was it a popular film?
Hmm?
Was it popular?
Oh, yeah, it traveled. We went the circuit with the other pictures, you know.
Did you ever get any reviews?
Well,
a movie, were there ever any reviews?
It didn't happen to play only in New York when I was here, but I wasn't in any other town, you know, to see it. As I had half a Folly Burlesque show, I had the white, the colored girls in this Folly Burlesque. I've been all kinds of show business, everything but the circus. And when I was a kid, there was a man, an old man named Pop Dan Rice. He was an old clown of Bonneville's. Mm-hmm. And my father at that time had a store in Long Branch, New Jersey, in the summer. And Pop Dan Rice used to go and sit and talk to him. And I happened to be in there, come in one day, I was a little girl. And he said, she's just what we need. We make her a bareback rider. Well, my father let out a shout. He said that would be the biggest novelty that ever was, a colored bareback rider. He wanted to put me in Bon Bear's show when I was a little girl. Bareback rider. But I didn't make it. Papa said, she should never break a neck with my consent.
What was the name of the other Western that you made? You made two.
The Bulldogger.
Bulldogger. Is that the one with Wilson Pickett? Does he bite the bull? Is that the one where he's
Billy Pickett. To,
Billy Pickett.
Bill Pickett, yes.
Bites the bull on his lip?
Yeah.
Did they do that in the film?
Yeah, sure. He'd throw him. He and the bull's head was down on the ground, and he had him by the horns and bit him in it and turned his head. You know, biting somebody in the lip.
Somebody is a bull.
Even if that somebody is a bull. He's yeah, that's after
Dewey
Wilson.
He got the job in Casablanca. And Gilpin got the job in
Charles Gilpin
Emperor
was also
Jones.
A member of the company.
Yes,
he was my leading man. He was a heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And Dooley was a comedian. He didn't have much room for
comedy. This is the other
That's part of it, but
it's
come on. Somewhere.
Dooley, was that his real first name?
No,
was
his name was Arthur.
Uh-huh.
His wife just died not so long ago.
Is he dead?
Yeah. He had a stroke out in California.
Do you remember what the story plot was in the Bull Dagger?
Huh?
Remember what the plot was in the second Western? What was the story
in
the
second
Western?
Same old thing, running somebody, chasing somebody. The first one was, they were chasing me. And they tried to kill me, almost kill me.
This here it is.
Yeah.
Benny Turpin, Steve
I never got to see
Reynolds,
because when they played here, I was gone.
Bill Pickett fighting a wild Mexican bull.
He was good, all right.
And you never did get to see.
I didn't see that one. I saw the Crimson Skull.
Well, to be able to find
some of these films
in someone's attic, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's probably a perfect print of this that nobody's looked at in years.
Oh, I started to tell you about the girl. That I put her father on the stage,
yeah.
And he told her about me, and she came here after he died to see me, to learn all she could. She didn't know much about her father.
Oh.
And she came back here. Now, that was, I had just moved here. I moved here in 69. And she came back here the other day, this week. She's written an 800-page book. She featured me in the book.
Mm-hmm.
She's got all the actors, and I couldn't read it because didn't have time. You see, she was going right back, but she's going to send me a copy. But what the book she has, it's all typed.
It's a manuscript, right?
Yeah, manuscript. Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's about.
And she read a lot of it to me, and she really worded it beautifully. Mm-hmm.
And it's about your.
Oh, everything
company?
Pretty near everything I've done, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't stay long enough to get everything.
Yeah, you, You went to Europe with the Williams and Walker group.
Hmm?
You went to Europe with
twice.
Williams and Walker group.
Yeah.
When was this?
When what?
You joined them before the Lafayette Stock Company?
Oh, I joined them when I told you, when my father was a tailor, when I was doing errands for him.
That's when you
went. Well, just after that, you see, I got to know in Williams and Walker because they played there too. And we moved to New York, 31st Street, downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I met George Walker. They had come back to town, the show. And he said, oh, hello. They called me Bushy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bushy, he says. He says, how would you like to be with my show? I said, oh. I said, would I? And I said, my father wouldn't let me. He said, well, I'll ask him. And at that time, Jack Nail had a cafe on 6th Avenue between 30th and 31st Street, because I lived 31st Street. He had this, cafe
side?
Between the block.
On the east side?
Huh?
On the east side of Manhattan?
No, right down in front of, going down from Gimbel's, right?
Uh-huh.
Right down 6th Avenue.
Right.
Yeah. And, they played, they're coming into New York, he said, and I said, he said he would ask my father. So, they were coming to New York to play the New York Theater for 7 weeks. That's, now, you know where Barnes is now on Broadway?
Yeah.
Broadway and, and what is it,
43rd Street.
Yeah, around there, on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the theater. There's two theaters, one on one corner, one, the New York Theater was on the upper end of Broadway, and the Criterion was on the other end. We opened at the New York Theater. That's where he was going to open with 75 people. So, he met my father, that, as I was saying about that cafe. My father used to like a pint of beer with his dinner. And he'd go around to Jack Nail's. Jack Nail at that time, lately, before he died, had a real estate office up here. He was in the real estate business. And so my father used to go in there and get the beer. And he knew Walker from Brooklyn, you know, when we went to the Bijou. And Mr. Walker asked him, told him he saw me, and says, come, let her come join our show. We're going up to Broadway.
Oh.
My father, oh, what could she do? She can't do nothing. So he says, well, she'd make a pretty picture. Well, at that time, I was probably, you know, more like that, see.
Mm-hmm.
I had long braids and you judge for yourself, see. If I was passable. So after he said no. So I met him again accidentally on 6th Avenue. And he said, Bush, I asked your father. He said no. I said, oh, Mr. Walker, please ask him again. I'll work on him this time. So I did. I went home and worked on it. I said, oh, Papa, just let me go this time. Just let me play up there. They were supposed to stay 7 weeks, go to Philadelphia for 2 weeks, and then go to Europe. I said, if ever I got their inlet show to go up Broadway, they wouldn't get me out, you know. So I worked on him until he said, all right, but don't you ask me to stay a minute longer. I said, all right. So I went to the rehearsal. I opened up, played the 7 weeks.
What did you
what
do?
What kind of a show was it? You know?
Huh?
What sort of a show was it?
A musical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Williams Walker had the best colored musical comedy that ever was on the road.
Mm.
But nobody ever had a show like Williams & Walker's. Scenery, costumes, everything was different.
Mm-hmm. What was, do you remember the name of the show you first
opened? In the Homie.
In the Homie.
Oh, yes. I got a one scene in this, in one of these books, from In the Homie, somewhere. And so after we played the 7 weeks, I come just getting leery, you know, so, oh, I got to get out of here. So they were getting ready to go to Philadelphia for the 2 weeks and then come back and go to Europe. I was sick. I started to ask Papa. I said, don't ask me. I didn't say no. They went to Philadelphia. And luckily, on Sunday morning, when they came back, after the 2 weeks, who should I meet again but Mr. Walker on the corner, 131st, 31st Street and 6th Avenue, but George Walker. There was, see, there was a club down there, right on that street, that all the actors used to go to. And that's how I used to see him. So I said, I laugh at myself. I said, no, I didn't ask that man, did he want me in the show? I said, oh, Mr. Walker, will you please ask my father, can I go to Europe with you? Mm. Now, they all ready to go. So he laughed, he said, all right. And he asked my father again. And my mother and I was sitting, I think we were sewing something anyhow. And he came in, my father came in about 7 o'clock. And he says, well, you can go. I didn't pay no attention to him. You know, I wasn't thinking about it at the minute. And he said, I said you can go. I said, oh! I jumped up, and me and my mother, we ironed, and my little duds, I only had a few because I was a kid. washed and ironed all that, going next morning to Europe. I was the first one on the boat. I had the biggest trunk because a prize fighter that lived in the house where I lived, where we had an apartment, had two or three trunks, and he'd come off the road, he was sick. And he gave my father one of the trunks. He said, has she got a trunk? And then Papa says, Papa had got me one of those square, they called them telescopes. It was gray linen. A box, you know, covered with straps. That's what he got me to carry my little duds in. And this man gave me this big trunk. I had the biggest trunk with the least in it. Papa went up and got me some shirt waists and some underwear and things like that, little things. And they went back, look back and forth in the trunk. The trunk was so big. And it had a great big drawer in it, and your drawer used to pull up. Well, the drawer was too much for all I had. Too big for what I had. I never forgot that. And I was the first one down there.
When you played in London, right? You played in London?
No, yeah, we played in London, yeah.
Yeah.
We went to London, and we played at the Shaftesbury Theatre in London. And late in the May, she was a beautiful thing, was closing there. She was a musical comedy actress, white.
Mm-hmm.
And her show had just closed. And they were taking down her billing as we came in town. We went right to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out to get some lunch. We'd been there a while, and our baggage came, and we had to straighten them out. We didn't get a room yet. So I went out to get some lunch. And coming back up Tottenham, Shaftesbury Avenue, I see come towards me three white sailors. They just struggled and looked like they started to cakewalk when they saw me. And it says, girl, where did you come from? One of them was a southerner.
Hmm.
They grabbed me and they hugged me. you know, scenes colored in Europe.
Yeah.
They were so surprised, you know, they hadn't heard about the show and came right by the theater. Mm. And so
this was
they were there that night.
What year was this, 19?
Hmm?
What year was that?
1903.